You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back, everybody. We're going to start a new study today. I want to talk about biblical health laws. With all of the scares and everything going on, we've just been through this pandemic and the COVID nonsense and all the things that they unleashed upon the people and the World Health Organization and all of the lies that they've told. They scared the daylights out of people. You see them driving down the road with their alone in their car with a mask on and gloves, and they're afraid of themselves. I'm going to show you a way that we don't have to worry about this. During this pandemic, I personally went and saw almost 10 people that had COVID. Active symptoms, they had sent them home, you know, the whole quarantine and everything that deals with that, to go in and pray for them and give them things that would heal them, which successfully did, and I never got sick. Also, my wife does hospice work, and she had patients that had COVID that had been hospitalized because of COVID. She never got sick. Neither one of us wore the gloves, the mask, and all of the other nonsense. You say, what, are you crazy? How can you do this? Let's look at the biblical health laws. There are 613 statutes, laws, and judgments in the scripture. And this includes the Ten Commandments. Now, the Ten Commandments are, as everybody that's listening probably knows, the laws that God wrote on the two tablets of stone with his own finger. But there are more than 10 commandments, 613 statutes, laws, and judgments in the scripture. They can be divided into 133 areas of subjects, 133 different subjects. Today, I'm going to start on a study that covers one of these subjects, the biblical health laws. And I'm going to give you a special eye or a slant on this towards diet and disease. See, I know everybody loves to eat pork chops and slide shrimp down your throat and oysters and clams and, you know, all of this nasty stuff that God says not to eat. But you can eat it. You won't fall over dead if you do. But there's a penalty for violating his laws. It's automatic. And if you continue to do this, you'll find yourself up in the ICU. There'll be tubes coming out of your body all over. Machines hooked up to you. And you'll be laying up there praying and crying out to God, why me? Why me? And to be honest with you, a part of it is you have refused to obey him. It's a negative that goes against you. And all of these negatives add up. And eventually, when you get enough negatives, disease strikes. This common belief in our society that sickness and disease are just bad luck. And if you're lucky, you stay healthy. And if you're unlucky, you get sick. At the turn of the century, medicine was divided into two camps, allopathic and holistic. The allopathic is the side that won, and that's what's given us this disease care system we have. We'll continue. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.